This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back. All right, so it's another thing I want to get off my chest.
Hold on, before you get off your chest, I got something to get off my chest. When do I get to be in the banner, the intro? You're listening to Knockout Radio and the Naked Pizza Man.
Let me think. Give me 2 seconds to think. One, two, never. Never.
I can't make it onto the show. Never. Another tagline or like, never. You're never. Listening to Randy Harris, Knockout Radio, and with.
With what?
Anchored by the Naked Pizza Man.
No, that'll never, ever be on. Never.
Come on, Ed. I'll come in the studio and film something.
Never. It'll never happen. All right, I won't say that because you'll do something stupid like you did in Miami. It would only happen once.
Oh, and then I'd be fired. Or you just stop, terminate the show.
I wouldn't terminate the show. I'd terminate
you. That's a good
you.
Exit strategy.
It is a good exit strategy. The good job by Dean. That is an excellent.
And I should trade jobs. I should be sports talk radio. He should be MMA commentator.
All right, well, here's 2 things. One, you'd be just as bad in sports as you would MMA.
So that's an even trade.
No, it's not an even.
Yeah.
I would take Dean in a heartbeat. I would pay to bring Dean over.
He's looking for work. He's on his own.
Maybe I'll do that.
It's a 1099 employee.
Okay. I'll bring him over. We'll do it here so that we can still eat for free.
Okay.
So
I'll move over a seat. I'll move down to co-host.
No. If Dean comes, you're gone.
Oh, what do you mean? I need somebody to like make him and you look good.
Did I just give you, yes, if Dean comes, you're gone.
Well, no, I'll be at the sponsor of the show. I'll be like the promoter.
Honestly, I'd prefer you not involved at all.
Okay.
I would be much happier with that. All right, so I saw this posted on all of our Facebooks, okay?
Oh.
Something about somebody complaining because they were 15 minutes late back to their car in downtown St. Pete.
Yes.
And got a parking ticket.
Yes.
Okay. I'm confused.
Okay.
They know they were 15 minutes late coming back.
Right.
And they're mad that they got a parking ticket.
Okay.
What am I missing?
Why? I mean, you broke the law.
That's what I'm saying.
You ran out of time.
So I guess the people that are upset is, in the world that we're living in right now, that this person shouldn't have a job of driving up and down Central Avenue, ticketing people that are not putting money in the meter.
So what, laws and restrictions are off limits during a apocalypse?
I really don't like you agreeing with me. I really thought you were going to go the stupid route.
Well, I mean, look, if you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. So if you don't pay the meter, you get a ticket.
I'm okay with them getting a ticket.
They won. Congratulations. But who has a problem with it? Social media?
Social media.
So they think that all things should be free now because no pay for anything.
Yep.
Well, how does that stimulate an economy?
It stimulates it. It's going to stimulate what's going to come out of my glove compartment when you come and try to take something from me.
Oh yeah, no, it's getting.
Do you
bad.
See the lines at gun stores?
There's nothing else to buy.
They're loading up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna have to just throw bullets at people.
Do you know who's laughing right now? Do you know who's laughing during this? And I'm saying it sarcastically because nobody is laughing. We are in a situation that is just absolutely awful.
Unbelievable.
I get that.
We don't know.
But do you know who's laughing?
No.
Pat Miletich is laughing right now. Steve Carlton is laughing right now. All those people that have bunkers built and have been putting ammunition and food and all that hidden for years.
All the doomsday preppers are well prepared.
They're going to survive until the zombies come.
But this is a zombie you can't shoot. You can't shoot a virus. I mean, this is something that it can make it into your bunker. It can make it everywhere.
Well,
we don't know how it's transmitted. We don't even know where it is.
So you're still too close. Then back up a little.
I'm trying to get as far away from you as I can.
Well, let's be honest. Can I throw you? I'm going to throw you under the
bus. Please throw me under the bus. That's where I live.
Are you ready?
And I'm saving myself from the zombies.
Remember that sneeze you had not too long ago?
Yes.
Just saying.
Well, one, I'm allergic to pizza flour. So I sneeze every day because breathing the dustable flour when I'm slapping pizzas, I actually sneeze. By the end of the night at 8 o'clock, I have to take a Zyrtec because I can't see because my eyes are so swollen.
What does that have to do with you sneezing?
I'm allergic to pizza flour.
Well, maybe you should wear a mask then so you're not blowing that crap over.
Well, before the coronavirus, it was so uncool to wear a mask because everybody thought I was crazy. Like, oh, look at the sick pizza guy. I don't want to buy food from that guy. He's wearing a mask. So you can't even protect yourself without social judgment. Now the coronavirus makes it cool.
Somebody went to Tampa General Hospital and was asked if they've traveled. And this person said, yes, locally, not far. And they said, in order for you to come in, you need to put a mask on. And this person refused for that stigma.
Yeah, because before that, who else wore a mask? Michael Jackson, when he's dangling babies off of a balcony. I mean, it was just like a weird thing. You don't do it unless you're Asian or from that region of the world or you're Michael Jackson. So you can't wear it in America because people look at you like you're sick or you're like, and they're not going to buy food from you or anything from you. They're not going to look at you.
All right. So here's a question. I asked you to make a list of things, and of course you didn't.
I have a list in my head.
All right. So Joe Marquardt
asked
me a hypothetical.
Super fan.
Former co-host. I'd welcome him back to replace you.
Behind or ahead of Dean?
Oh, Dean would be one.
Oh, of course. Yeah. So I'm fourth now. I'm behind Sean. So I'm fifth. Okay,
no,
back to five.
No, Derek Kukulich is ahead of you.
Who's Derek Kukulich?
Derek Kukulich. Jay Retcher is ahead of you.
I don't know who that is.
Jay Retcher is on 620.
Well,
he was before Wags.
And then the girl. What was the girl's name?
Oh, Kate would be before all of you guys.
So now I'm like,
I never had a problem getting it.
My value in stock is dropping faster than the Dow Jones. Literally, last minute, I've lost $17,000 in value.
I never had a problem getting guests when Kate was a co-host.
That's true.
So there was no problems. Derek Kukulich used to be a PR with the Buccaneers.
Okay.
And then he started a co-host.
Okay.
He's ahead of you.
Michael Pittman.
Oh, Pitts.
Antonio Tarver.
They're all ahead of you.
All those guys you had.
Skyler's ahead of you.
Well, yeah, she has talent.
Yeah.
she's mastering that claw game over there. She's got it. No, but okay, so my stock value fell. I mean, it's kind of like Jameis. You know, like.
All right, so the question that Joe Marquardt asked me.
Yes.
Hypothetical. Any fight that you would want to see.
Okay.
Okay, he threw out Khabib, GSP.
Nah, okay. Not now. GSP's a past his prime.
Any fight that I would want to see, because your opinion doesn't matter.
Yes.
Even if you were and against if the Bucks go to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Now, for him, his hypothetical to make sense, we have to do total hypotheticals. Okay. All right? So I'm going to say the 0-2 Super Bowl in San Diego.
Okay.
Over if they go this year. I was closer with a lot of the guys. A lot of those guys are still friends of mine. You know, Michael Pittman, Allstott. You know, I talked to Dwight Smith last night because, and you guys should hear this, for the first time ever, I watched Super Bowl 37 last night.
Yay.
Never seen it on TV. I've never seen it.
Who do they play?
I was there.
Who do they play?
I mean, I was, shut up. Just
I don't know who they
quiet.
Play. I don't know who they played.
So
the Bucks played somebody.
They played the Raiders, dummy.
Perfect.
So I was there.
Gruden won two Super Bowls?
Goodbye. He's gone. All right. So the question is, would I rather go to the Bucks if they're in the Super Bowl? So because of his question, we're going to say hypothetical.
Okay.
The 0-2 Super Bowl, where friends of mine were playing for the Super Bowl.
Right.
And the greatest fight that I've ever witnessed. May not be the best fight of all time.
Okay.
But the greatest fight that I've ever witnessed, Matt Hughes, Frank Trigg, still to this day, the emotions, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And I would pick 101 of 100 times going to Oakland for that Super Bowl.
Really?
101 times.
Wow.
Everything about that. And you know where I stand with, and I hate when two friends fight. So I literally hate that Frank Trigg fought Matt Hughes. I hated when Matt Hughes fought Matt Serra. I hated when Joe Stevenson fought Eve Edwards. These are all friends of mine.
Okay.
I loved that fight just because of the emotion. And I always said I would be more upset for who loses than happy for who wins.
Right.
And when the first thing happened and Matt went down and I'm like, holy crap, Matt. Oh my God, Frank. Just the emotions of that. To me, that was my favorite fight that I've ever been to. And there's been a few others.
Okay.
You know, Chuck Vandalay is up there. Matt Hughes, Frank Trigg, my favorite fight I've ever attended. And I would go to the Super Bowl every single time.
Because of your friendship and the relationship with the people on the team, or because the Super Bowl is just so magical, being the
all of that.
Biggest sport on earth?
All of that. All of that. Now, if you pick the biggest fight of all now, I don't even know what that might be.
The Johanna fight was epic.
It was epic.
I mean, a couple weeks ago, that was probably one of the greatest fights of all time. Top five, maybe, of all fights ever.
Thank you for finally not having me throw something at you.
Okay.
Because everybody else has used the ridiculous statement, it's arguably the best female fight of all time.
Well, why do they do that? Why do they got to segregate it? Now we passed that. Like, that was just a back and forth greatest fight, period. End of story. Oh, we're getting breaking news. Breaking news.
Well, no, I saw that earlier this week.
Within the zone, sir. Please stand back 6 feet.
Yeah, he did come within six.
He did. Put your plexiglass face on.
Do we want Mark Court to call in? All right, Dave Feldman is coming up next.
Okay.
So we'll hit this break. We'll get Dave Feldman on.
All right.
Dave Manley towards the bottom of the hour. But we will get Joe Mark Court on as long as he can watch his language, because he disagrees with me.
He's raw. He's uncut. He's untapped.
And he doesn't disagree by saying he would do something differently. Somehow this clown thinks that he knows me better than I know me.
You call Joe Moorcart a clown?
Oh, all the time.
Oh, that's because he's not here.
Exactly.
Please call in, sir.
All right, so we'll give the number out when we return. We're going to hit the break. Dave Feldman, BKFC president, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stapson. To know what I have in mind, honey, you ought to know.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? You're listening to Knockout Radio. This is the Russian Hammer. Choo-choo, motherfuckers.
I just made a corporate decision.
That's our new liner.
And no, that's, you know, we run that all the time, but for all of the stupid things that you do,
yes,
which is almost everything, the handful of liners that you've gotten for the show makes it that I have to keep you around.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll take that as a compliment.
Let's welcome to the program. It is 3:15. That can only mean it is the official BKFC segment. Let's welcome the main man, the head man, the president, Dave Feldman. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Not too bad. Just kind of wanted to call, touch base, see what's going on, see, you know, make sure you're staying safe and not going stir crazy yet.
Nah, we're definitely staying safe. We're, you know, we're in the tank today, actually, developing some ideas to create some good content. We're going to be putting that out next week. We're actually looking at doing a closed-door show on April 25th. If we get approval, got approval from the commission, we're just looking at approval from the local municipality, and we're going to be doing that. So we're not sleeping here. You know, we did for a couple of days, as everybody did, because you just didn't know how long this thing was going to last, and we still don't, but we're still going to make the best of it, and you know, just getting through and seeing what we can do, man. We're actually out and about helping the community, doing some different things out here, so it was great. Actually, today we're trying to do killed two birds at one stone. We're trying to help the local economy, which I helped the local cheesesteak shop out here. I'm sure you're familiar with it, Randy Phillips Steaks.
And, oh, yeah.
Purchased 150 cheesesteaks from him and brought them over to Jefferson Hospital and fed all the emergency room staff, doctors, and everybody there today. So that was pretty cool. They really loved what we did. So, you know, just seeing what we can do to give back at this time, because everybody is, you know, at a desperate time right now and wondering when they're going to get back to normal. So if we can take their mind off that a little bit, we're doing what we can do.
Very good stuff. I'm very glad to hear that. And that's one of the reasons that I did want you on. You know, we've had you on numerous times, you know, supported each other since day one. And I was just kind of curious how you continue to move forward as we're sitting in standstill, not knowing what's going on. And you kind of just touched base on that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just, we reached out to all the fighters. We had a show canceled the day before our last show, as you know, on March 13th, and it was a March 14th show. Made sure all the fighters, the staff, everybody was taken care of. We're doing the same for April 11th. We're doing what we can do for that, and we'll see what happens in May. We're just trying to do the best that we can do right now, keep our head above water, and trying to make everything work.
You know, I saw some things on social media about the next spot. You know, will you keep the same schedule, you know, whenever that time may come? Or will you, like, go back to, you know, Kansas because that was the one that got canceled? Will you go back to Birmingham before you, you know, put in the next schedule together?
Yeah, Kansas is tentatively rescheduled for June 20th. So we already have that date tentatively rescheduled. Then we still have the July 11th date, which will happen at the Seneca Casino in Allegheny County, New York. And then, you know, we're still looking at going back to Tampa in August. So we still have pretty much what we had scheduled. We're probably going to move Alabama up till September, and then Miami will probably do sometime in either October or November. So we move some things around, some things the same, as you know, as much as we can. We just, you know, just figuring us out like the rest of the world is right now. You know, can we even do June 20th? Hopefully. Hopefully we can do May 16th, but we just don't know. We don't know what's happening. And, you know, we're just, like I said, keeping our head above water. Everybody's putting their heads together right now to think of different ways to get the fighters involved and get some content going out there and keeping their head above water, too. So it's a tough time for America, but I think if everybody really, truly bonds together, I don't think we've ever seen this, except for when 9/11 happened, that everybody really bonded together as one in America as much as you're saying that as they're doing right now. And it's pretty awesome to witness.
Dave, let me ask you this, and I kind of mentioned it to Nico Price last hour, and I mean this. I'm joking, but I'm really not. I really mean this. So WWE, every Monday night, every Friday night, they're in Orlando, you know, a closed performance center. They're putting on their show. What is different from that than you having a fight?
I don't think anything's different at all. We actually figured out how to do everything, and it looks like we're going to do it. I think it was, you're worried about the local municipality. So if the municipality allows it, you're going to be able to do it, and that's what we're going to do. So that, you know, we're definitely moving forward. We were a little bit, you know, concerned about what the public perception would be because we didn't, you know, a lot of people are getting sick and people are dying, and you're hearing, you know, the numbers 500, 600, 700, and they're going, oh, 700 dead, it's only 1%, but 700 people died. They lost their life. So you have to, you know, really be very aware of that and what the public's feeling and how they're going to react to it. And I think right now they're thirsting for something, and I think we're going to do what we can do to give them something, do it the right way, where we're practicing all the safe habits, social distancing, everything that needs to be done. And we're going to put a show on here in April. I'm telling you, we're definitely going to put a closed-door show on, and we're going to make something happen. As you saw, the UFC announced yesterday that 99.9%, and then they announced that they had a location. So they're going to move forward, and I think, you know, 99.9% of the fans are going to be very, very happy that they did move forward.
Right. You know, if you can, Dave, and we are talking to David Feldman, the president of BKFC, you know, if you can, what are these, I can't even say the word. I can't even say it.
Municipalities.
Thank you. I'm struggling with that. I was trying to make sure I would remember the question, and then I couldn't even say the word. You know, what are they saying? What are the stipulations? What are they going to make you do to be able to pull this off?
Well, I mean, it's having 10 people in the certain parameter around each other. So we have 10 people in the front of the house. We have 10 people in, you know, towards the middle of the house, and then we have, you know, 10 people in one area of the back of the house and 10 people in another area of the back of the house, just keeping that social distancing the way it needs to be. Obviously, two guys fighting aren't going to be able to do that, but, you know, we're going to have two guys fighting, guy in the ring. We'll have the two corner men away from each other until it comes time to get into the corner. We'll have the judges away from each other at the proper distance. We'll have the commission distance, right? So, I mean, we're going to do everything that we can do to abide by the recommendations handed down by the federal government. But, you know, I think it's time, man. I mean, I know everybody's going stir crazy. Everybody's going stir crazy, and, you know, give them something. Why not? And it'll be a free show, so everybody will be able to watch it, and hopefully we can gain a lot of fans there.
No, I think that's, for me, Dave, like, this is more of a statement than it is a question, but you know, we're all looking for the positives in every aspect. You know, as an entrepreneur myself in the hospitality, Randy, an entrepreneur, obviously of Knockout Radio, you and the BKFC. You know, everybody's looking for the positives. And I got to say, man, for the positive for you, you have a great price point for your pay-per-views from the gate, from the start. You have a huge momentum building it. You have huge names in the sport. And for the value, there's nothing better than a BKFC event for the quality, the talent, and the organization that you run. And the free fight is just going to add to that. But you're a star. Don't give up. Don't ever quit. And anything we can do to help you, you know, I'm here. And Randy as well.
Hold on a second, Matthew. Now all of a sudden you're not ripping Philadelphia. Before, you were giving me some Philadelphia crap.
The brotherly love is, even though it's 6 feet away from me, I'm feeling the brotherly love. And it feels good. And it smells like cheesesteaks. I'm not going to lie to you.
Good stuff. Dave, as always, sir, thank you for updating us. Keep us informed. Anything we can do. Obviously, you know, we're there and we're looking forward to the return of, you know, sanity to the world, to the States, and of course to BKFC.
No, I appreciate it so much, man. Thanks guys for having me. It takes my mind off everything as well. It gives us something to do. And, you know, hopefully next week you'll be able to talk about the show that's going to be scheduled. So, you know, we're moving forward. Hope you guys are moving forward. Keep your head above water, and I wish everybody the best.
Talk to you soon. Say hi to the lovely wife for us as well.
Will do. Thank you.
David Feldman, president of the BKFC.
What a guy, man.
Good dude.
A great dude.
It's because he's from Philadelphia. You know, it's that Philadelphia thing.
And out the block. I mean, the momentum that he generated and the buzz and the growth at such a fast rate. But still, the whole time was humbled. And now in a time of need is giving back to the fans and bringing enjoyment to the world. And I mean, how can you not get behind something like that?
So Kevin Smith put a thing up. And you know Kevin.
Of course, Kevin was a great guy.
Too long ago. I don't know the whole story. I'm going to butcher the story. Somebody stole a wheelchair or something like that, and he started a GoFundMe.
Oh, wow.
And Dave Feldman got wind of it. He said, take that down. And he took the, you know, he goes, what do you mean? Take the GoFundMe down. I'll take care of it.
Wow. And he provided a wheelchair.
And he went and got it. Yeah. You know, and he doesn't say that. You know, Kevin told me, and I wanted to tell it. You know, it's kind of like some of the Dana stories that people don't know about.
Right.
You know, what Dana and Lorenzo allowed, and I've talked about it before, allowed me to do for the Bennett family when Ryan passed away. So doing it for the right reason. Kind of like you. I know you did some stuff that you don't want people to know about.
I always do stuff that I don't want people to know about.
Then why do you tell people?
Well, sometimes there's video evidence and I can't get away from it. Those are called confessions. Oh, okay. But no, in all seriousness, we're in a combat sport. We're in a barbaric sport and a sport that most of the
this
general...
This is we stuff.
Oh, dude, I'm the seventh guy on Knockout Radio. but we're in this sport that seems to be barbaric and animals and you know, violence. But at the end of the day, there are some of the greatest people I've ever met on planet Earth are in these organizations. And they're the most humble and the most charitable and the most real and down-to-earth people you'll ever meet. And if you haven't been to a show, you got to check one out.
I'm going to be hip here for a second.
Okay.
I want the whole studio audience to hear me being hip.
Okay.
I knew that from the jump. Like that, huh?
There you go.
I like that. All right, let's go hit a break. Bottom of the hour, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. Dave Manley, when we return.
This is the Tam Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids.
Check out the new 12-draft system or the boxing or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, the baddest motherfucker and the fighter of the year, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, so that liner keeps you here another week.
That does. That was an epic day.
That might be your new thing.
That was the day that Usman and he got into an altercation at Media Row at the UFC or at the NFL.
It's called the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Radio Row.
We're not allowed to say the word Super Bowl, right? Is that trademark?
Well, no, you can't use it for advertising purposes.
Oh, okay.
You know, you can't say, come to Torta Pizza Super Bowl Sunday
and get a
pizza.
Okay, because you can't use the word octagon either, right? Like, it's like eight-sided fence apparatus.
Something like that. but yeah, you got the Jorge Masvidal liner.
I did.
I have the Jorge Masvidal bobblehead, and on the line with us right now is the guy who put it all together, Dave Manley. Dave, how are you?
Hey, guys, how are you?
What's up, Davey?
Hey, Naked Pizza Man.
Oh, yeah.
I almost turned Matt's mic off so that you wouldn't know he was here, so you wouldn't, you know, act like you were happy to hear from him.
How's my boat coming along, by the way?
How's everything going, guys? Long time no talk?
Say what?
I said, long time no talk. How you guys been?
Yeah, you know, just like everybody else, you know, trying to keep Matt 6 feet away is pretty difficult. You know, even when we did it in different locations, he was still closer than 6 feet. And I don't know how that happened. But I will say this, and I want to thank you and give you some credit. You know, the last couple days, I get the notification that you're, you know, doing your live stream. And, you know, and it does. It adds some happiness, not only to me, but, you know, to the people that are jumping on. And normally I would say it's because, you know, you're doing a giveaway and that's awesome. And most people, that's all they care about are giveaways. But I think this is a little different. I think people are really, you know, intrigued, you know, in your story, in what you're doing. And the giveaway is pretty nice as well.
Yeah, you know what, Randy? So this all came to me just like really fast. I was just scrolling through my Instagram and I saw that Dana White was promoting what he was calling UFC Day this past Saturday, where it was like 11 or 12 hours of awesome content that the UFC's put on all the greatest fights over the years. And for a good few minutes there, I was happy and I thought, you know, what a nice gesture that was, you know, to do that for everyone that has to stay indoors. And then I just thought, you know, what can I do? You know, what can I do instead of being miserable here inside and wallowing in my sorrow and all that stuff? And I thought, yeah, you know what? Why don't I go on Instagram and just give away every single bobblehead that I've made so far, and I'll give it away in order that I released them. So I decided I would do a 9-day bobblehead giveaway. And then on the 10th day, announce who my next fighter is going to be.
When's the 10th day?
The 10th day is this coming Monday. And it's going to be my 10th fighter. And yesterday I celebrated my 2-year anniversary. And I'm just thankful that I made it this far. There was a lot of many, many times where I didn't think I was going to make it. But yeah, it's been fun, Randy. I've been going on. I haven't been doing just the giveaway. That's what it was going to be, Randy. I was going to go on for 5-6 minutes, pick somebody and give it away, and then go back, you know, to being inside and thinking about, you know, all the crap that's going on in the world. But then I started to tell the story about how I started the company, and it was going really, really bad until Dan Henderson said yes. Many fighters were saying no, and then Dan said yes. And I kind of got into a little bit more detail about how Dan said yes, where we met at the MGM Grand and the VIP room, and how nervous I was and all that stuff. And I got a really great response. A lot of people were messaging me saying, wow, that's a great, great story about perseverance. And, you know, that's all. I didn't know that. And then so on day two, when I gave away Chuck Liddell, I just decided to take the story from there. And I started just telling people, well, here's how I met Chuck. You know, Dan was so happy with his bobblehead. I was sitting in his office and he said, you know what? I think Chuck would like one of these. What do you think? You know, and I was speechless. And so I told that story, and then I told, you know, the story about how I met Bruce Buffer and then Brian Ortega. And then today is day number 5, and I'm going to give away a Cowboy Cerrone bobblehead today and talk a little bit about Cowboy and the behind the scenes there.
I don't know if I want to say this, but I don't want to. All right, so I won't say that the Cowboy is my favorite.
Okay.
Because it's kind of like children, you know, which one is your favorite.
Right.
But this is one of my favorite bobbleheads. You know, everything about it, you know, every detail that you made on this bobblehead, to me, it makes it one of my favorite.
Thank you so much. And this one actually took the longest out of all 10 that I've made so far. This one took almost a year to make, just because the flag was so difficult to maneuver around. And then Cowboy wanted some changes at the last minute. We decided to give him a beard. He didn't have a beard before. And then we changed the color of his hat and things like that. But that flag was a real thorn in my side for a long time. But yeah, you're right, Reddy. It's like, it's really hard for me to pick a favorite too. Someone asked me yesterday, have you ever released a bobblehead that you were disappointed with? And the answer was absolutely not, because I won't go to phase 2 without being completely happy with phase 1, all the way, you know, to the box and to the note and to everything that surrounds the bobblehead. I want to be 100%, you know, proud and happy of this before I, you know, release it to the public.
I know I've asked you a question similar to this before, but new audience, new everything that's going on. As you're deciding, not your 10th bobblehead, and maybe not even your 11th, but maybe 12th or 13th, you know, what is more important? And obviously making money so that you can continue to do that, obviously that's number one. But would it be an old school athlete? Would it be a new school athlete? Would it be, you know, there's some, obviously, a no-brainer, a Conor McGregor, Ronda Rousey.
Right.
But after that, you know, would it be somebody, an Anderson Silva, a Matt Hughes, somebody from back in the day that is a legend but may not sell as much as somebody today that's not quite that name but could, you know, do the numbers that we need done?
I'm a fan first, all the way. So if I could make a bobblehead in order of importance, it would probably be my own personal favorite moments in MMA. So, like, for example, I was at the fight where Anderson Silva did the front kick to DeVito and knocked him out. I would love to do that. That would be an amazing bobblehead to me. That would be, like, my number one. But then there's the business side, Randy. You know, it's hard to get a hold of these guys, to convince them to, you know, that this is going to be cool, to convince them just, you know, to even talk to me. So that is very, very difficult. Even though I have, you know, a portfolio of a who's who in UFC fighters, you know, it's still very, very difficult to get in front of these guys. A lot of people, Randy, believe it or not, a lot of fighters, they don't want it. They don't want it. Last time I was on the show, I was talking about I was very, very close to closing a deal. In fact, I might have jumped the gun and said I closed the deal. That's how close we were. I was on the 1-yard line with this fighter, and I know I told you who it was, who was a current champion, UFC champion, and I was telling this fighter that it is my mission to make this bobblehead the best bobblehead that I've ever made, because there's so many different nuances that I can do with this bobblehead. I was going to make accessories for the first time with this guy, because the accessories were appropriate and they would be super duper cool. And I was really excited. I'm not a huge, massive fan of this person, but I thought at the time, and I still do, I thought that I can make this the best one yet. And at the end of the day, they said no.
What is it that the, without saying names, obviously, you know, what is the holdup? Is it, and I would assume that it's more than just the financial. You know, what are the other reasons that athletes would not want one of these done for themselves? or of themselves?
First of all, Randy, I always go into the meetings and I always lead with no one is going to retire off bobblehead money. That's A, okay? Like, let's just get that right out of the way. I mean, obviously there's money to be made, and when I started this company, my number one priority was to get these fighters paid. I wanted them to get their fair share of the revenue that came in, and that means that I get paid last, and that's okay with me because I want to honor these guys. But with that being said, you know, I don't know what the holdup is. I think that mostly it's got to be the money. But when I'm talking to this fighter about, and I'm, you know, doing layout for this guy, we're doing sketch mock-ups and sketches, and this thing is, like, really, really nice, and I take a step back and I say, oh, my God, this might be the best bobblehead that's ever been made, ever. And then the fighter turns around and just says, no, I'm not interested. My mind is boggled. I have no idea. I'm so confused, Randy, but you know what? I just move on because it's happened so many times to me already. So I don't think much of it. I think, wow, what an idiot. What a freaking idiot this guy is for not even giving me a shot on making something cool. I mean, he saw the Jorge Masvidal. You've seen the Cowboy Cerrone. You see the Bruce Buffer. And I'm telling you, I want to kill those bobbleheads. And you still say no? I mean, what do you have to lose? The guy doesn't have a bobblehead. I've made out of him already. You know, so it is what it is, you know, as Max would say.
Well, so, I would never say no to you, Dave, well, so you let me know. If you want to be disappointed for your first time with a bobblehead response, I'm your guy.
let me say this publicly.
All right. Nice.
If Dave makes a bobblehead that even resembles you.
We'll make it a second round.
It doesn't even have to be you, but if it resembles you, you're fired and I'll never talk to Dave again. So there you have it. So, Dave, this is what I want you to do, whether you want to do it publicly or, you know, DM me. Because I'm quarantined in the house. I don't have a lot of things constructive to do. Give me a list of 3, 4, 5 athletes that you want me to reach out to, who I probably know. And let me see if I can help, you know, work on bobblehead 11 or 12 for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Randy. So I'm working on bobblehead number 13 right now. So 11 and 12 are scheduled to come out later this year, early in the summer, and one late in the summer. 10 is coming out. I'm announcing 10 next week. And I'm doing my very first bobblehead outside of MMA. It's a massive, massive star, A-list star, and we're in negotiations right now, but all signs are pointing to yes so far. So I don't want to jinx it because last time I jinxed myself, but things are starting to move. For a baby boy a little bit, Randy.
So before Matt blows the show up with some more stupidity, I'm sure that's coming. Are you still doing the numbered ones?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. That's the idea you gave me in the very beginning.
Okay, so I'm going to call in my royalty on the idea. Okay? And you may not like my ask, but this is my royalty. I'm Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank. I think I should get the number 13 of the 13th bobblehead that you're doing.
You know what, Randy? I absolutely would, except that's my favorite number personally. I have every single number 13 on in my office.
Well, that's not good. That's not good news then.
I have every single number 1 in my safe. The fighter gets number 2. Other artists pretty much get number 3 to 20. And I have a cage side club. It's a VIP club with about 100 people in it. And then that's numbers 20 through 120.
Okay.
So
okay.
We're moving right along.
Hey, Dave, like, you've heard the expression, good guys finish last. You know, maybe you're being too nice to these guys. And you're trying to capture these historic, like, legendary finishes. Maybe you go the garbage pail route, and you make the illegal John Jones elbow strike, and you do things that are disqualified or controversial, and then you give the athletes a choice. Like, look, you can either be on the good side of the spectrum, or you can be on the garbage pail side, and I'm still going to sell because, as Randy says, you have to have equal fans hate you as adore you in order to become a megastar.
that's a great idea, but you're forgetting I still have to get a yes from them either way, whether I make a good one or a bad one. They have to sign off because, I mean, at the end of the day, this is business and money comes in, and I deal with agents, managers, lawyers, so they're not going to just sign off, you know, on whatever.
I'm more depressed that I have to change my favorite number.
Well, you know what? To bring you out of that depression, the one that I'm talking about that's outside of MMA will not be numbered. Those will not be numbered.
He doesn't want number 12.
It's a massive endeavor, and it'll probably be a year until it's released. But it's good timing because something is coming out for this person in 2021, and they want something different.
Before we let you go, Dave, and before I change my favorite number, how do people follow you? How do they get, what's the Instagram so that they can jump on and tune into your upcoming giveaways and stories?
Thanks, Randy, and thank you for having me on. So you can follow me at MMA Bobblehead on all social, but Instagram's the best because you can see what goes on behind the scenes. I go live all the time. Like, I'm going to go live today at 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm going to continue telling the story of how I got to where I got from absolutely nothing, and then at the end, I'm going to give away a bobblehead, and I'm going to continue to do that throughout the rest of the week, and I'm doing it just to bring a smile on people's faces during this rough time. We're all going through a rough time, especially, you know, with the MMA withdrawal too. So there's no strings attached. Follow me on MMA Bobblehead on Instagram.
There you go. Dave, as always, sir, thank you very much. And let's have you back on next week. Once you announce number 10, we can talk about that next week.
Number 10's a big one, Randy. Very, very big.
Thanks, Dave. Stay safe. Stay quarantined. Stay 6 feet away. And we'll talk at 6 o'clock. Nick, not six. I'm just kidding. We'll talk next Wednesday.
Hands, guys. See you soon.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, wash your hands. Good stuff. Dave Manley, everybody. Follow him on Instagram.
Love that guy.
Cool guy. I don't know if I'd like that number 13 is his favorite number.
Nah, it's okay. We'll give him the number. It's his number. Is it Mike Evans' number and it's your number?
I may change because I always liked 13 because everybody hated it. Then all of a sudden Dan Marino and some people started to like it. You know me. If you like it, I hate it. So now I got to come up with...
Are you superstitious with anything?
No. We'll talk about it. We got to hit this break. When we come back... I'm sure you'll bore me. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Time was drifting, this rock got to roll. So I hit the road and made my getaway.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, it's Joanna Jędrzejczyk, the UFC strawweight, and you are listening to the Knockout Radio.
Hey, I got a quick question before we go to Joe, because I can hardly
wait. I think she was number six.
No. Is it bad of me that every day I get fast passes for Disney?
Oh, because they're closed?
Well, no. You can do them 30 days out.
Oh, okay.
So I'm anticipating, and every day I have my three fast passes. So if that's the day it's open, we can get back up there.
So you're going to be first in line?
Well, I won't be first, but I got my fast passes. All right, let's get this over with. Let's go to the phone lines. Joseph Marquardt, how are you?
What is my real name, Randy?
I don't really know.
First off, I want to say, Matt, I believe you were number one of all time. And I tell you why. All right. Is because there's one thing that Randy likes more than anything, and that's free stuff. And I think you've probably exceeded all free stuff that anybody's ever given him, and a place to do your show remotely every week. So I think you're definitely number one.
I'm like the chauffeur. I drive him to the Super Bowl. I drive him to the events.
Hold on a second. And Joe, you need to, you know, pick what things you want to get to, because we only have about 5 minutes.
Right? Yeah, I know.
But I will respond. Matt's driving makes, of all the stuff Matt does, the driving would be number one. The pizza would fall two. The location means nothing. I guess I can do it from anywhere. I don't need to.
You can do it from anywhere.
Yeah.
I just bring star power. That's what my contribution.
Yeah, sure you do.
That's what makes me number one.
All right, so what else, Joseph?
All right. This scenario you left, if I start coughing, it's only because I got corona. All right. The scenario you made earlier, I would even say yes to that. Favorite fight of all time or the O2 Bucks, knowing what happened, I would pick the O2 Bucks over any fight that I've ever seen. I'm talking about anticipated. That being this year, Tom Brady, championship game is what we talked about. Championship game or any super fight that you want to see. That's what I said. What would you go watch first?
All right. I need to ask you one question, and I know you always hate when I try to answer your question with a question. Obviously, that means there'll be an NFL season this year.
Right. Absolutely. It's all hypothetical anyway.
And two, will I be doing, which I'm already, you know, scheduled and signed to do for our 19th year, the player show from the Press Box? Will I do an entire season of radio shows on Monday night?
Yes.
Because if the answer is yes, then I 100% will be at the Tampa Bay Buccaneer NFC Championship game.
Okay, you get carte blanche type interview and capability like Ariel Helwani behind the scenes at your favorite fight of all time. Not favorite fight of all time, most anticipated hypothetical fight of all time.
Yes, if the NFC Championship game is a little different than the Super Bowl, but you know, because the NFC Championship game is basically the same as any other game, playoff game, it's really nothing different than the Super Bowl. It is different with the amount of media, you know, the setup and all that kind of stuff. And it is kind of cool when the team that you represent, it would be like an entire fight card of people like, you know, Dean Thomas and Yvette, you know, that would be giving you that special attention and availability and whatever, which doesn't happen at every fight card. You may have one or two that is willing to do whatever, but because the NFL is the number one, I would do the NFC Championship game.
No, and I get that. What says you, Matt?
Well, I mean, I'm not really a big football fan per se. So I would go with the super fight. I would watch Khabib Ferguson live over any football game, including the Super Bowl.
You're talking, so that's your dream match. Your dream match is fixing to happen, is what you're saying?
I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen in outer space. I think Elon Musk is going to take him up,
yeah,
drop him up, put him inside a box. The floor with no gravity will become the roof, so it's like a reverse upside down, and then we'll see who's the best grappler.
Now we're getting into the real stuff. See, this is where it's going.
I've been quarantined for too long, Randy. I'm going nuts here.
What is that fight that you would be your ultimate fight then?
My ultimate fight would be, and it can happen. It's not like two people that can't fight each other in their heyday can't. It would be GSP and Khabib, for sure.
But to me, that's
over Conor Khabib too.
And I know we've talked about it. I would rather Conor Khabib, and you know I have zero interest in that, than a Khabib GSP. And again, that dream matchup. If we want to go back in time, and you know it's GSP of his heyday. Against, even though he still may be in his heyday after what he did to Bisping, even though he was losing that fight, you know, to me it's just not the same era. So I don't know if I would call that.
Yeah, but he would be coming down to 155, okay, and he would be getting the third title fight in the third weight class and possibility of winning a third fight. Who I think he walks through Khabib. I think he walks through Khabib. I don't think Khabib's got a chance in hell to take him down, and I think he picks him apart standing up.
You said this is all hypothetical, right?
You know what is not hypothetical? Good. We're out of time.
Oh, I want to see Pelosi versus Trump. That's my hypothetical fight. That's my dream fight. Let's see him duke it out.
Joe, right. Thanks for coming in. Call in next week early, and we'll keep you on the whole time. I want to thank you for jumping on. I want to thank all of our guests, my brother from another mother, Dean Thomas. Nico Price, cool dude. Dave Manley, David Feldman, and even you being 6.5 feet away has been kind of cool. I'm still available on Twitter if you want to hit me up, ask me anything, at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
See everybody next Wednesday. My place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game? This is the Tan Talk Radio Network. This is Mike Allstott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. WTAN, Clearwater. FM 106.1. WDCF, Dade City. FM 102.3. WZHR, Zephyr Hills. FM 104.3. Listen.